This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to create a waiting period for all gun purchases gets its first hearing at the state capitol today. It would require people to wait 3 days after buying a gun before they can take possession. Supporters argue it would help prevent impulsive suicides and acts of violence, but opponents say it infringes on people's rights. The hearing starts this afternoon. Another bill getting a hearing today would make it a top-level felony to provide drugs that lead to a fatal overdose. The state has already raised the penalty for deaths caused by fentanyl. This bill would expand that penalty to cover any illegal drug. Denver's police department has a new program to track stolen vehicles using GPS attached to your car. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on the program called Denver Track.
DPD says the voluntary program would help them find stolen cars. They also say it will prevent crime because any enrolled vehicle will have a sticker. Lieutenant Ryan Harris.
This is something that the community members can do to make their car less likely a car that's going to be stolen.
Colorado ranks number one in the country for stolen cars, and nearly 1,500 vehicles were reported stolen in Denver last year. DPD says the GPS information would not be used to track down the owner. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Members of Colorado's congressional delegation want to stop a controversial railway project. CPR's Paolo Jalzada.
Senator Michael Bennet and Representative Joe Neguse are urging the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to block the Uinta Basin Railway Project. The 88-mile project would allow the transport of crude oil from Utah to the Gulf Coast by connecting to the National Rail Network. Once constructed, up to 350,000 barrels of heated, waxy crude oil would pass through Colorado along the Colorado River. The two Democrats say they're worried about the effects a potential oil spill would have on the river and communities. They've asked construction to be halted until a full study of the railway's impact is completed. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.